and the mountains shake, I will not be moved, cause on the solid rock I stand.
The top of the hour, you're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM. 2020 has been an amazing year for Canadian content with releases by Daniel Ojo, as you just heard, Daphne Richardson, Bridge Music, all from Ottawa, Ontario, Rhema Worship, Kevin Adams and Voices of Praise, Timeless and Saul Williams, Sean Cottrell and Powerhouse Fellowship Soul Choir, Toronto Mass, all from the Toronto area, and Daniel Saint-Hilaire, Peter Mezzador, Zena Edwards, and Roger Moore Hodge, all from our beloved city of Montreal.
And Michelle Adams!
And our dear Michelle, who will be featuring in just a few minutes. But right now, from the nation's capital, here's Daphne Richardson with You Found Me on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Confusion, oh yeah, yeah.
Now, Mind, Soul, and Spirit present the inspirational word of the day.
Everyone, let's talk about 2021 and your goals for the coming year. I'm not sure what's going to change in 2021, but we still have to make time to create goals, even though we're in the midst of a pandemic. I just completed my digital vision board for 2021 and thought it would be a good time to talk about goals. Intentional goals are an important part of propelling you forward. I've successfully completed some goals in the allotted time and not other goals, but in the process, I've learned a lot about myself and what I need to change to successfully complete my goals in the future. It takes hard work, sacrifice, commitment, and a decision to never give up. Keep in mind that there are all types of goals that range from huge, out-of-your-comfort-zone goals to smaller, more manageable goals, like organizing your closet or garage, decluttering your home, starting some kind of a physical fitness routine, starting a business, renovating, reading your Bible consistently, etc. Whatever your goal, you will have some ups and downs along the way. I no longer look at my failures negatively, but I view them as a learning experience. For example, I ask myself important questions like, why didn't I complete that goal? What were my obstacles? What could I have done differently? Did I do the work? Was I all in or on the fence? Did I make excuses? Did I make the time? And then I reevaluate my goals and adjust and modify according to my present situation. Remember, every successful person has failed at one time or another on their journey. For whatever reason you don't succeed the first time, take all the information you've learned about yourself in the process and just keep trying. It may seem difficult to get going, but once you get started, the momentum will take over. But you have to start. Studies have shown that writing things down increases your chances of success. So the question is, what areas in your life do you want to be successful in? Your relationships, your spiritual life, your job, your education, your health and fitness? Whatever it is, you can make that your goal. The reason I talk about goals every year is because without goals, we are sometimes just wishing our lives away. By that, I mean you say to yourself, oh, I wish I could do this, or I wish I could do that, but you never actually take any steps to get anything done. So your life stays basically the same. Living a life filled with what ifs and allowing your life to just happen to you. I've said this many times before, we cannot control everything that happens to us, but there is a lot that we do have control over. Your goals need to be specific and measurable and realistic. You need to have action steps and a deadline to complete your goal. You can make excuses about why you can't do it or why you can't succeed, or you can make a decision and a plan and find the courage needed to complete your goals successfully. Remember, you are not alone. God is here. He's with you to help you on your goal journey. He is always with us. You have the power to change your life. I'm Beverly Benskin, your life coach with Morning Talk, helping you to live and to grieve well. You've got this. And remember, Psalm 24 says, "May He give you the desires of your heart and make all your plans succeed."
Count my blessings till they're really high. What a life I've been seeing, we could really die. It be looking good in pictures after we be crying. Make me think of how it feels to crucify Messiah. Yeshua from Adonai and He been Elohim. David, sing a song for me like 51. A 23 and the one that I've been sent to be. Foreign language, what you're talking don't make sense to me. Heart beating, I've been praying for a steady one. The registration I've been pinning as a ready one. I've been thinking that the last part's already called. And I've been thinking in the last days the game ends. Then back to one.
Count my blessings till they really high.
What a life.
I've been seeing we could really die.
You'd be looking good in pictures
after we be crying.
Made me think of how it feels. We can call him, yes, you are from Adonai. David, sing a song.
51,
and I've been turning into something.
I've been sent to be.
You talk my language, what you're talking don't make sense to me. Open my eyes. Sing it in song. Today really high. My advice, find a place to pray and vocalize. Get with others who speak knowledge and can simplify. Find a cover, bigger brother who can empathize. Real life, or have you holding yourself in the rain? In the cold, 1% left on your mobile phone. Thinking death is all that's left for those who stay the slow. Doors locked on every church, no place for man to go. Oh no.
Count my blessings today really high.
What a life.
I've been seeing we could really die.
Yeah, you be looking good in pictures
after we be crying.
Made me think of how it feels. We can call you, yes, you are from Adonai. You've been David,
sing a song.
I've been turning into song. It's from my language, what you're talking don't exist to me. Open my eyes.
When your parents need your help, you're there. When your kids say something's wrong, you're there. When your friends have a rough day, you're there. Be there for yourself the way you're there for others, as it's normal for these uncertain times to bring out negative emotions or anxiety. If you're finding it difficult to carry out daily tasks, there are solutions. Visit quebec.ca/gettingbetter or call Info Sociale 811. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Can I take my time? Can I sing my song? Tell you what's on my mind. So I won't be alone. I'm so glad love lifted me. Cause I once was blind, yeah. But now I see. I'm only a man. I get weak and bewildered. But I'm still yours. I'm signed, sealed, delivered. Said you've been too good for me to doubt it. So I'ma tell the world, tell them all about it. When I tell it, I'ma take my time. thoughts, and I still couldn't tell it all. Still couldn't tell it all. Said, I'ma take my time. To me, life ain't perfect, but I know he's keeping me. Tragedies, yeah, I've had my share. Through them all, you stay right there. Through all the sins and the pain, but your love was consistent. Said it never changed. Said you kept me and my family. Said we won't for nothing. Said you give us everything we need. So as I close and get out your way, won't you tell of his goodness? Tell that each and every day. And when you're telling, please take your time. So no rush, yeah. No rush. No rush. Please take your time. No rush. No rush. No rush. God's been so good to me. Life ain't perfect, but I know he's keeping me. Oh.
Our beautiful city of Montreal. It is now 18 minutes after 8. We are getting ready to get up out of here. How quickly does the time fly when we're listening to great music? Today's focus is highlighting the best of 2020, whether it is artist, singer, from Canada, from the United States, from the UK. We are highlighting the best and highly favored of 2020. You just heard Mally Music's My Blessings, Red Hands, No Rush, and we opened that set with Daphne Richardson, a fellow Canadian, with You Found Me. All right, coming up, we've got an artist formerly of Montreal who's had a pretty good 2020. I remember when she sat in our studio and spoke with us, she spoke of her journey leading to this point, which included a failed expectation of a relationship, to the loss of her beloved dad, relocating to Toronto, and many more obstacles. But God basically unfolded to her her time and the importance of trusting in Him. And 2020 clearly was her time. Her powerhouse single dropped this past year, and it no doubt blesses. This is our former Montrealer and girl with the golden voice and anointing, Sister Michelle Adams, with that bomb track, Extraordinary, here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3 FM.
It's extraordinary.
Come on. Extraordinary.
It's extraordinary. I used to think I could not move beyond failure and stress. Feeling out of breath. Felt victory had left. But a little seed in me grew like a big tree. Their fruit that feeds my soul.
Extraordinary. This is my story. Finally, I see the picture. It says to me in scripture.
CKUT 90.3 FM, and one of the pleasant surprises in 2020 was to see the return of Season 7 BET Sunday Best winner. After a five-year hiatus, he's back in a big way. Here's Jeffrey Golden with See a Revival on CKUT 90.3 FM.
cleansing bath.
Like a cleansing bath, by the way.
Just like in the upper room.
Like
yeah. We want to see you move. Somebody say, in this room.
Hey.
Come on, we're all gathered in one accord.
We're all gathered in one accord.
Come on, Zion, lift it. Through your spirit, say.
Through your spirit.
Dwelling place.
Dwelling
so have your way, say.
So have your way.
Oh, 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 oh. We're gonna see it.
We're gonna see revival.
Hey, we're gonna see it.
We're gonna see revival.
Yes, we're gonna see revival.
We're gonna see revival.
We believe this Jesus in your name in our days. It's our prayer, God, that you will give us fresh revelation of your nearness to us and our access to you in Christ Jesus, that by the blood we've been brought near, you brought us into your throne room, into your courts, and so we pray this in faith. Yes, and in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Young men will see visions. Old men will dream dreams. And whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So we call on you.
Trying to weather the storm. Trust me when I say I've been there before. I had days when it didn't seem fair. You said the load was never too much to bear. Things I had to go through so I could better know you. Cause when I know I can't do it on my own, you're the one that I am leaning on. All things work together for the good. And if you said it, when I feel like I ain't gonna make it, that's when I pray. And now I know even when it's all gone, you still need to pray. The Lord hears you when you pray, and He responds when you pray. Lord, all I
can't do it on my own. You're the one that I'm leaning on. All things work together for the good. And if you said it, then it must be true. So in the morning I pray. When I feel like I ain't gonna make it, that's when I pray. And now I know. Find somewhere you can run to.
Right now, it's now 8:37. You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM. Brother Chris, Sister DC, that was Corin Hawthorne with Pray. Now, before we wrap it up here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit, we thought maybe we should recap some of our favorites from 2020. So, Dee, I thought maybe we'd just go ahead and talk about some of the albums, artists, and songs that really captured our imagination. What's your best album of the year or favorite album of the year?
I want to say Choir Master. And it's only until fairly recently that I really got a chance to sit down and listen to the album through and through. Every track stands up. Release was the single that gained most traction off of the album, and as far as nominations goes and whatever have you, I would say definitely Choir Master by Ricky Dillard.
All right, and for those looking for something a little different, my favorite album of 2020, not to say that I didn't have a lot of favorites, but one that really stuck out for me is a little unknown group called Red Hands. Their EP is called The Two. It's funk and faith coming together. A really, really special project that you should visit if you got a digital music platform that you like to stream. Catch it. Red Hands, The Two. Okay, so next, best virtual concert of 2020.
Okay, I can't lie. I haven't gone to any yet. I'm hoping that Fred Hammond's 60th birthday bash will be definitely the topper. But I did join online versus battles on Instagram, and two really stood out for me. The opener, of course, that got everything kicked off, which was the Ted Riley versus Babyface That was phenomenal. And then John B. Keys versus Hezekiah Walker. I was living. I was there from beginning to the end. Best for me was yeah, those were the two live or virtual concerts, if you want to call them that, for me.
Actually, one that I did enjoy, which was a kind of versus, was Fred Hammond and Kirk Franklin when they came together.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
I didn't catch all of that.
But my favorite virtual concert was no doubt Anthony Brown and Group Therapy. One that I anticipated with great anticipation catching, but still missed out, was Jonathan McReynolds. We'll catch him the next time around. Okay, best song of the year for you, Dee.
Okay, well, the best song of the year for me and best breakout artist, you're going to accuse me of being nepotistic, pero my girl Michelle Adams, that song Remind Me gets me all in my feelings, and the follow-up Extraordinary, beautiful, beautiful songs, Christopher.
All right, and my favorite song of the year, internationally, all things considered, goes out to Anthony Brown and Group Therapy, Amen. Just a timely song, right in the thick of a great deal of adversity and chaos in America, and really in the midst of 2020, and he really captured it in that song, Calling on Jesus to Come and Save Us All.
You bet.
So finally, best Canadian artist of 2020 and best Canadian song of 2020.
Once again, not to be nepotistic, but no, the Canadian collaboration on the Bill Withers song Lean On Me, featuring Ray Robinson, Michelle Adams, an array of Toronto's best knowns like Carlos Morgan, I believe Sharon Riley got a piece, I believe Blonda Larman, Patricia Shirley. It's a great, great song. And like you, the song had more impact because of what was going on socially. So I thought that was a really important song and great collaboration.
All right. My favorite Canadian artist of 2020 goes out to Ottawa's Daphne Richardson, who was pumping out a lot of new singles throughout 2020 and really landed on really nice ground with her song You Found Me. And my song of the Canadian song of the year goes out. It was a tough call, but I'm going to give it to Montreal's Roger Moore Hodge because it had such a unique flavor and sound for a gospel
throwback
song.
Yeah, he kind of reminded me a bit of a younger El DeBarge, don't you think?
You can make that case.
Yeah. And just an honorable mention, when you were speaking about concerts, not to be nepotistic again, but Mind, Soul, and Spirit's 30th anniversary concert set the tone. What? Big up. All the noise. Gunshot.
All right. You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM. We're going to feature one of those lovely songs of 2020, Canadian Montreal's own Roger Moore Hodge with The Rock on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Your hands up to the rock.
Glory, glory, the rock, the highest praise.
is the firm foundation on which I shall stand. Jesus is the firm foundation on which I shall stand.
It's hot and I'ma rock with it. Everybody will bounce, head knock with it. Bless the Lord of all time, none stop with it. I got praise in my mouth, let me rock with it. The question is life, the answer is Christ. I'm waving this right. So, Psalm 33, let me rock with it. It's a Holy Ghost party, man, rock with it. Sing song of joy, boy, rock with it. Rejoice in the Lord, boy, rock with it. Hey, hey. Don't think you understand, embrace the Son of Man. Christ forever reigns, grace is ever plain. Cross the master plan, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
It's now 8:46. You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM. That's Roger Moore with The Rock. And
rewind.
Okay. And in 2020, Jonathan McReynolds not only got a Grammy nod, but Billboard magazine recognized Jonathan for having the Gospel Song of the Year in terms of gospel radio airplay. Here's his song, Moving on Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3 FM.
Hey, how are you now? I'm closing chapters, I'm turning pages. Glory to glory, and from faith to faith. I'm moving on, I'm moving on, I'm moving on. I'm getting older, so I'll keep it straight. It hurts to let go, but it hurts more to stay. I'm moving on, I'm moving on, hey, I'm moving on. Hey, 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 I know my rear view. Can't compare to what God will do with my life. And I am forgetting what's behind me. I am finally decided. I'll be moving on. I'm moving on. Right. I'm moving on.
My mother told me. She told me when.
Your failures and forgive yourself. I'm moving on.
I'm moving on.
Hey,
I'm moving on.
Hey,
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 hey, hey.
I know my review.
Can't compare to what God will do with my life. And I am forgetting what's behind me. Finally decided, I know my
focusing on what's inside me.
Christ ahead and I'm just in this body. Never would the love be spotted. I pride myself on bringing light to your parties. Holy Ghost, you rectify the mind, I'm naughty. Without you, it's powder, I'm a dry land. Without your power, I'm a nightmare. Nothing but trouble, saying bye, man. Can't have too much on a diamond. My brother called me, I could drop me. Told me we moving, I'm in God's hand. Yeah. Told me we moving, I'm in God's hand.
Bring my moving truck in.
Gotta go.
I'm moving.
Told me we moving, I'm in God's hand. Told me we moving, I'm in God's hand. Told me we moving, I'm in God's hand.
Jesus, whoever's listening, please cover them today, I pray. Jesus, whoever's watching, please protect them along the way. Wherever they go, please go with them. And let your grace and mercy follow them. I pray for favor, unusual favor and healing, supernatural healing and blessings to overtake. My friend, you'll say, God did it. Amen.
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 When the day comes to an end, you'll say, God did it. Amen. Jesus, whoever's worried, please cover them today. I pray.
Soul and Spirit presents
our pick of the week.
Some real talk to roll with 24/7.
Turn it up.
All right, here we are at the picks of the week. It looks like just me, and I definitely want to share this with everybody. My pick of the week is Netflix's The Two Killings of Sam Cooke. If you remember, I did a classic corner in his honor, but after seeing this documentary, it affirms why he deserves that and so much more. The doc chronicles his church beginnings, his stint with the Soulsters, to becoming world-renowned as a singer-songwriter, heartthrob, legend, and important figure in black music. The documentary goes into Cook's passion to be self-determined and self-sufficient as black singers, basically not to just be singing, but he emphasized the importance of black artists, black artistry, including writing and owning their music. It's an informative doc and a must-see, along with Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, by the way. For me, it gave perspective to the journey of the African-American black music artistry and history and contribution to music all around. And that is my pick of the week.
Definitely a great pick, DC.
Thank you.
Now, folks, you found the hot spot on the FM dial this Sunday morning and every Sunday morning here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit. And our next artist we're going to close out the show with is Billboard Magazine's crowning of Gospel Artist of the Decade. It's Tasha Cobbs Leonard, who's featured with Ciara in the song entitled In Spite of Me on her 2020 release, Royalty. We want to thank everybody for tuning in to another episode of Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3 FM. And I want to send a very, very special shout out to a sister who's been a fixture in the Montreal area. She has been such a blessing, and she has departed Montreal in 2020. I'm speaking of none other than Audrey Dubois Harris. Yes. But we thank her for all of her contributions to the musical scene, to the spiritual scene, and for being such a very special figure here in Montreal, who has now relocated to Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas.
Definitely. So do keep her in her prayers. I just want to send a quick big up to Uncle Stretch. I want to see how awesome he is. I love the way you've become dedicated to acknowledging those who've gone above and beyond for our community in these uncertain times over the holidays, practically the whole year through. So I want to send a blessed holiday blessing to you and your family, and thank you for doing what you do on your show. God bless you, Uncle Stretch.
All right, we want to thank, as I mentioned, everybody for tuning into Mind, Soul, and Spirit. We'll see you here next Sunday, every Sunday between the hours of 6 and 9 with Brother Chris, Sister DC,
and hopefully Sister JB Below. Big up, Jennifer. Hope to see you next week.
All right, Tasha Cobbs Leonard, In Spite of Me. God bless, Will.
Thanks for listening. Bon courage et be blessed.
Times I don't always commit. Sometimes I give up way too quick, and then I get tired of trying to run away from who I am to who I wanna be. Some days are better than others. I can be up and I'm down, but beyond my mistakes, found in your grace, and this one thing will never change. You still love me, in spite of me. You still chose me. How can it be? Every sky, every flaw, you see it all. You see it all. You still love me. Love me. Oh, in spite of me. In spite of me.
Yeah, I'm stubborn at heart.
Can it be?
Can it be?
Buenos días y bienvenidos a una nueva edición de Tiempo Latino en las ondas de CKUT 90.3 FM. Dadas las actuales circunstancias creadas por el COVID-19, quienes hacemos este programa no podemos estar de manera presencial en los estudios de la radioemisora, por lo que les ofrecemos esta edición especial pregrabada.
Good morning and welcome to our show Latin Time on CKUT 90.3.